Alan Sinopoli founded the Alan Sinopoli Dance Company in 1991 after settling in the Capital Region from Boston and New York City. The company is the resident company at the Egg for the Center for the Performing Arts in Albany, New York. The dance company is celebrating its 25th season. Sinopoli has choreographed over 70 new works and has received choreographic commissions from the Art Center of the Capital Region, the Egg, Awana Partnership, Saratoga City Ballet, Schenectady Museum, Union College, just to name a few. ESDC has three presentations this month and more on the schedule for their coming season. Alan Sinopoli joins us now, along with Peter Lesser, Executive Director of the Egg, and it's a great pleasure to have you both with us. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Happy to be here.
Great pleasure. So let us talk about the anniversary, 25th season. So what does this mean to you, Alan?
It's actually very exciting. When I formed the company in 1991, it was from a small legacy from my father, who was a professional musician. My mother was a dancer. This seemed to be a natural pathway for me. But I had just moved to the Capital Region. I was transitioning in my career as a dancer from a performer to how much teaching I was going to do if I wanted to pursue more choreography. And I did very much want to create a professional modern dance company. And this is where I was, so this is where I formed it. And 25 years later, we happen to still be here.
So what has happened over the 25 years? How has it changed? How has it morphed? How has it grown up?
I think that when I initially formed the company, I did not know that I would end up collaborating with so many different artists from other genres. This to me has become very exciting. I think I've tallied this up to more than 45 artists that I've worked with over the years. Either they come to me, I go to them, Peter comes to me with an idea. But that's a wonderful way to work, because I do think that the Capital Region is just loaded, for lack of a better word, with very talented artists. So that was a place that I did not necessarily expect to go. My dancers over the years, I think, have gotten better and better and better. We've always been a professional concert company, concert dance company. For instance, currently my dancers this year, the newest dancers are in their second season. My most veteran dancer is in her 12th season with me. They are all professional adult dancers, ages 24 to 33. And I think that sometimes that's a little bit unexpected here. And we continue to expand in the sense of the kinds of things that we do. We have a very vibrant arts and education component. We have a very vibrant community outreach component, as well as our concert dance. Within 1 year of forming the company, we were approached by the Egg to become their resident company, and that has maintained itself for 24 years now, which is quite extraordinary. For us to have space within which to work, both artistically and administratively, to perform in that venue, which I think is extraordinary. The support that especially Peter has given me and the ideas that he's come with, I feel very lucky.
Absolutely. Peter, let's talk about the importance of having a resident company for the Egg and for any arts institution.
Sure. As many of you know, we have a great facility at the Egg. Besides the theaters, we have dance studios and classrooms and scene shops and so forth. And once the Egg, as a no longer was really primarily a producing entity and a presenting organization, that's when I believe that Ellen was approached about taking some of that space on for her creative work. And I can't take the responsibility for that, but I appreciate my predecessor in inviting her to do that. And really what it does for us, it provides us with, like you said, a resident artistic director, if you will, for dance, and really offers us not only the opportunity to present Ellen and her company and developing new work for us, but for others in the Capital Region as well. And, you know, I think besides her great creativity and willingness to work very hard. I think, you know, when you look at her schedule, the fact that she's able to launch a lot of this from the Egg and provide this kind of service, if you will, to the Capital Region, again, is part of what we would like to do as well and be able to spread our influence throughout.
As I mentioned in the introduction, you have a series of events coming up that close out the month of August on the 23rd, the 26th, 27th. Give us a sense of some of these are outdoor events in Troy, in Scotia, and of course the Egg. Give us an idea of what will be happening over the last couple days of this month.
Well, we took a break. My company usually takes a break in late June through July. So we came back to rehearsal early August. We've been in rehearsal 3 weeks. We've already presented our undercover playground performances at nine playgrounds in Columbia County. That's already happened. The Freedom Park performance is a very interesting outdoor space. We've been doing it for several years. We have a nice partnership with that organization. It is a free evening performance. People come to every single event that they have there. It's really a wonderful location. It's fun for families. I actually, at a certain point in the concert, invite children up to try some things out that they see on the stage. And it's something that we've been doing for a number of years, and it tends to be primarily our opening. We treat it as our opening performance of the season. A few days after that, we are at the Egg, one of the three venues that where we'll be performing as part of the Egg presentations. This is something that is called the Egg's Made in the Shade series. Mm. It's out of doors. There's a stage underneath the base of the Egg. And they do these 12 o'clock noontime. Is it every Wednesday?
Every Wednesday.
Every Wednesday through the summer. So it's great because people are out there for lunch. The market is there. And we present a type of lecture demonstration performance. And then are you talking about August? Then you mentioned August 27th.
Yes, in Troy, Barker Park?
Yeah, this is something that started a couple of years ago where Barker Park is in downtown Troy, and I live in Troy. One of the small parks there, they have instituted a Thursday morning family children series over the summer. And this is my second summer there. And one of the things I like to do is I have a vast bibliography and library of children's books that are related to movement. And we do a movement story hour there for the kids. And it's right next to the playground equipment. So they're racing along the playground equipment. All of these three performances that you're talking about or workshops are free. Not everything we do is free, but these are free.
Well, you can find out about performances that are free and that you can pay for and the remainder of the season by going to the website at sinopolydances.org. Also, theegg.org, which not only has the Alan Sinopoly Dance Company schedule on it, but also the entire terrific fall schedule for the Egg. Theegg.org for that and sinopolydances.org for more information about the Alan Sinopoly Dance Company and their 25th anniversary season. Alan and Peter, I thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you.
Great pleasure.
Great to see you, Joe. Thanks.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.